Hello and welcome to the Wednesday, November 13th, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. Of course, the big news we have to start with today is Microsoft's Patch Tuesday. And as expected, we got 8 patches total, or 8 bulletins actually. Some of these bulletins, as usual, do fix a number of different vulnerabilities. So that's the first one. The first is the usual cumulative security update for Internet Explorer, and it patches about 10, I believe, different vulnerabilities. We rated as critical so that Microsoft, because some of these vulnerabilities are remote code execution vulnerabilities, that will execute as soon as Internet Explorer hits a respective page launching the exploit. MS-1389, and other remote code execution vulnerability in the Windows graphic device driver GDI+. Haven't actually seen that in a while, but of course these graphics functions are a constant source of new vulnerabilities. Again, rated critical. MS-1390 is the one patch we all waited for, and it is a very simple patch. It just sets the active X kill bit on the respective vulnerable control. This was the vulnerability that was executed in the zero-day attack that FireEye discovered last week. MS-1391 is yet another remote code execution vulnerability, this time in Microsoft Office. It does affect a WordPerfect document. So if you are opening WordPerfect documents in Microsoft Office, of course, here in particular, Word, then you're subject to the vulnerability. We rated this as critical. Microsoft only rates it as important because Microsoft considers opening a document user interaction, which does lower the severity. MS-1392 is a vulnerability in Hyper-V. Not sure if I remember seeing one in Hyper-V yet. There were probably some, just don't remember. This is an elevation of privilege vulnerability. Now, it's sort of interesting in some way because one of the questions here, of course, is does it allow someone to compromise a guest and exploit the host? This type of virtual machine escape does not appear to be possible here. The way it works, if someone attacks the guest, they will obtain full control over the guest. But if someone attacks the host using this vulnerability, the only thing they'll achieve is that the host will crash, so it will result in a denial of service against the host. Microsoft rated this as important. We did as well. I don't think our matrix here really applies well to Hyper-V. I would probably rate it as critical for the guest and important for the host here. MS-1393 is an information disclosure vulnerability in the auxiliary function driver. It doesn't seem to be a big deal. We only rate it as important, so did Microsoft. And then MS-1394 is an information disclosure vulnerability in Outlook. Again, important on the client and less important on the server, of course, because you typically don't run Outlook on a server. Finally, we have the denial of service vulnerability in digital signatures. Digital signatures, if they're used maliciously in this case, can lead to a denial of service. We rated this as doesn't really apply to the client because in this case, digital signatures would be used against a web service. And on a client, you typically don't have a web service running. Also, Microsoft rated the exploitability of this as 3, which is that it's not very likely to be exploited. And then outside of the bulletins, Microsoft also released a new version of Emmet, the Enhanced Mitigation Experience Toolkit. I mentioned it numerous times in the podcast, so certainly something you should take a look at. But it wasn't just Microsoft that released patches today. Adobe, as usual, also released patches. We do have two patches from Adobe. One for the clients, that's an update for Flash Player. It does affect Windows and OS X as well as Linux. So if you run Flash Player, do patch it. Adobe recommends this as a patch as soon as possible, so that's their highest severity rating. Then we also, for the servers, have a hotfix for ColdFusion. It does apply to ColdFusion 9 and 10. Now, there are two vulnerabilities being patched here. The first is a reflective cross-site scripting vulnerability that affects 9 and 10. And then there is an authentication bypass that affects only ColdFusion 10. And Adobe, again, did rank this as a severity of 1, which means patch this as quickly as possible. And then we also got Chrome 31 from Google. 25 security fixes were patched in this release of Chrome. And then it also improves its supports for newer SSL ciphers, in particular the ASGCM ciphers, which are supposed to solve some weaknesses that some of the older ciphers had. And they also provide a perfect forward secrecy. So insofar, those ciphers will be preferred going forward if the server supports them. Microsoft, incidentally, did release a blog post today suggesting that users should use these ASGCM ciphers and TLS 1.2 where possible. Sadly, on the server side, support for these ciphers and TLS 1.2 is still lacking. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow, hopefully with less patches. Bye.